So Judith and I are here with Carl Love, who's the coordinator of the Isle of Wight Gay Men's Chorus, and David Barnard, who's a singer as well. Carl, could you tell us a little bit about what made you and Matt Bundy start up?
It was one rather cold, wintry night when we'd all had a few glasses of white wine.
Yeah.
When we were all sat around just sort of humming and singing a few songs as the television went along, and we suddenly realised that actually a few of us could sing sort of reasonably well, and we felt that and we had a conversation, and we jokingly said, well, it wasn't really jokingly, it was said, I'm thinking about starting a chorus, what do you think? And Matt jumped straight in and said, absolutely fantastic, I'd really like to do that.
Yeah.
Let's do it. And so that kind of inspiration sort of led to the formation of the Isle of Wight Gay Men's and Bisexual Men's Chorus, and of course singers who would like to come and sing with us who are men, who are gay friendly.
Great. Now, you got your inspiration, I think, from a sort of similar chorus in Brighton.
Yeah, the Brighton and Hove Actually Gay Men's Chorus.
And it's Hove Actually as opposed to Actually Gay, isn't it?
That's right, it's Hove Actually. I live in Hove. And that was the inspiration for the beginning of this chorus, along with the fact that choruses have been featured quite strongly by Gareth Malone in recent years.
Yeah, exactly.
And it was an opportunity to do something good for our own local community on the island. And it was the fact that we were starting the chorus and trying to provide something different, which had an outcome, a positive outcome, which could benefit not just gay and bisexual men, but the whole island community. We hope we're going to provide a lot of fun and entertainment from that.
David, you joined this about 3 weeks ago.
I did indeed. That was the first time I went along, yes.
And do you have a singing background?
I used to sing when I was at school, in the school choir, and I would occasionally sing, as I still do if I go to church, but I have no voice training and no singing experience, so I'm completely new to this.
So when you go there, what do you do? Because you've got a wonderful vocal coach who lives in Bembridge, Samantha Howard.
That's right, we do.
What's she doing to...
We usually start off with some warm-up exercises,
right.
And then some voice training exercises, learning how to pronounce our vowels correctly. It's all done very, very lightheartedly, so if you get it wrong, it doesn't really matter. It's about actually getting you ready to feel like actually singing, and it works. It works very well.
And is there homework?
Yes, there is homework.
plenty of it, and we've got a lot to do.
As Carl has just said, yes, we do get homework, and there's plenty of it to do. But it's very easygoing, and no one berates you if you haven't had the opportunity to complete the homework by the time the next meeting takes place.
And is it necessary for your members to read music, or can anybody come along and join in?
No, not necessarily, although it does help if you've got an understanding of music.
Yes.
I took music myself at O-level many, many years ago, so I can actually read music. No, you don't actually have to.
Clearly, Carl, the island has got issues for gay men. It's sort of very different to the mainland in some ways. Could you tell me a little bit more about that?
I think the island is different. We've made huge leaps forward in terms of the law and how people think and view both gay and bisexual men and women as well. But the isolation of the island means that we don't have access to some of the services and facilities that they might have on the mainland. And therefore, that means that there's a lot of loneliness and isolation here on the island. I think there are areas where we could improve the image of what it is that gay and bisexual men are about.
Yeah.
And the chorus is exactly that. We're trying to bring something great and good to everybody and have fun doing it. And we're trying to encourage people to come together, to join together. Yeah, we're hoping that we would do a series of concerts. Obviously not at this stage, because we're still very much embryonic and still learning, which is why it's a great time to join the chorus right now, because we are starting from the beginning. So it's a great time for new singers. But yes, what we would like to do, the vision of the future, is that we try to put on a number of concerts each year, possibly two or three, and possibly sing at various other events in between. What we would be thinking about is having a theme for each of those concerts that we put on, with the intentions of raising funds for charity for a particular organisation.
Yeah, that sounds great.
And I think that's exactly the way forward that we want to go.
Yeah.
We've got something to give, and hopefully people will give us a little bit more happiness and loving back.
Sounds fantastic. And I say this every week on this programme, that singing is just so therapeutic, isn't it?
It is indeed.
It just makes you feel so much better.
Absolutely.
It's so uplifting. And
absolutely.
And it's just a marvellous thing to do.
It's really good for stress as well.
It really is a release. You can
let everything flow, so to say. But I mean, but I think that the main thing is we're actually quite surprised by how well people are actually coming together and starting singing from this early, considering that most people really haven't sung very much before.
Yeah.
It's really quite surprising how we're getting on.
You're about 20 at the moment. I mean, is there room for more people to come? Would you like more people to come and join you?
We'd really like to build up our numbers quite significantly.
Yeah.
The Brighton and Hove Chorus has a core membership of around about 60, but then that's a much, much bigger community.
Yes.
What we're hoping for are numbers around about the 30, where people can dip in and out.
So I guess inevitably there are some costs involved in setting up a chorus and in meeting together in terms of room hire, buying music and so on. And how are you funding your chorus, Carl?
Well, that was a concern when we first started the chorus. Essentially, Matt Bundy and I, we dipped into our own pockets.
Mm-hmm.
Well, to be fair, we haven't spent a lot of money, but we dipped into our own pockets, and we then went looking for people to support us, such as building up a friendship of networks. And the chorus hopefully will grow that, friends. But we're supported by people from within the NHS, and we're supported by the Riverside Centre. But we don't have a lot of funds, and that's really an issue which we're going to have to face fairly quickly.
Yes.
Yeah, and I think also you're looking for sponsorship as well, if possible, because you were telling me earlier it's extraordinary the amount of money you have to pay just in insurance.
Yes, that's right.
If people are performing.
Yes, it is. I mean, when we first started this up, we didn't think about the costs and what that really demanded.
Yeah.
And now we're actually at a point where we've got to start looking to the future. We know we can look to the future now because we've got a core group of people singing. And so therefore we've now got to start preparing ourselves for that moment.
Now, I think you're getting a contribution from members, aren't you, of £3.50 every time they come along. But there is a special offer, I think, if people want to join for the first time.
That's correct. I mean, everybody who comes to join us first time doesn't pay anything at all on that first night. We use it as a tester night.
Yes.
So that they can enjoy, you know, listening and joining in and making sure that it's right for them.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not about being right for us. It's about whether it's right for them, because we can accommodate people at all different levels of singing at this stage in the development of the chorus. And so, So the tester night is absolutely free. Please come along. And then after that, we take a small amount of funds, which we say is
£3.50, which is less than the pint cost of a pint of beer, really, basically.
Sounds very reasonable. Yes.
And
yeah.
David, if people came along now, after 3 weeks of practising, do you think they'd be able to catch up?
I'm sure they would. We're at a very early stage, and I don't think there'd be any problems at all. No, people would be able to catch up.
It sounds like the right time to join, doesn't it?
It does. Absolutely. Yeah, it would be a good time, yes.
Now, if anybody does want to join, and we do hope they do, the email to go for is info@iwgmc.co.uk. And equally, that's the same email if people would like to sponsor you, isn't it?
That's right. I mean, Matt Bundy is the organisation's administrator. Everything goes through Matt. And equally, if people would like us to perform, that's the contact to get in touch with. Equally, if you've got a nice keyboard, or if you've got, if you can play the piano and you're willing to commit to helping us out, then that would be really welcome.